just letting individuals know that, yeah, don't think they're all created equal. What might work at one facility might not work at the other facility. Okay? And you have to know that. So it's kind of like playing the game. You got to know the rules to the game to win the game.
So the priceless question is this: how are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, how's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? Hope you're all doing well. Maurice Trimble here, The Rich Lab Rat. Welcome. Welcome to another podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about, I have some late night thoughts this Friday. Technically, it's going to be Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be after midnight, but Central Time, it's still 2300. And I have some thoughts I want to share with you all. So welcome to the podcast. Welcome. In this episode, we're going to keep this even shorter. The last episode we had was short. This is going to be even shorter. All right. It's just some thoughts I want to share with you. And that's why I labeled it, not all studies are created equal, right? Not all studies are created equal. And what do I mean by that? Well, I want to share with a lot of my newbies, a lot of people that are getting introduced into this study world for the first time, that don't understand about the clinical studies, right? And this membership that I'm creating right now, that I'm getting ready to finish right here, is going to be a very good bonus for you all. But to all my veterans that's been doing this for a while, that know about clinical studies, we know about it well, we know how profitable it can be, we know how life-changing it can be, this is something that you'll understand, right? And what this is I labeled it, not all studies are created equal, because as I got to thinking, you know, I really should share this, because I remember my first beginnings, in the very beginnings when I first started. There's a lot of things I didn't know about clinical studies, clinical study trials, if you will. How profitable it could be, the money you can make, the people and the connections that you can make, the individuals that you'll meet in these studies, how do you have to travel for some of them, where you got to go here and go there, and, you know, which ones are in your city, which ones are not in your city, in different markets. But in this podcast, we're going to talk about in terms of they're not all created equal. What I mean by that, meaning there's no one study that's the same as the other. That's basically what I mean. So, for instance, you have Fortrea, Madison, Fortrea, Daytona Beach in Florida, you know, and then Madison in Wisconsin. I've noticed some things, like they would allow you to, you know, you could stay up past midnight. It's not a problem. Whereas when you look at PBD in Austin, Texas, and Las Vegas, Nevada, my homeland, right? You cannot stay up past midnight. I mean, they have lights out. They shut the lights out. They lock the doors for the activity rooms, like the movie rooms, the theater rooms, the sports rooms, the game rooms, right? If you're a gamer, the computer rooms. They lock these things. So you can't stay up past that time. They want you to get your rest. Now, I'm not saying that these other facilities don't. Don't take that the wrong way, but it's the leniency is what I'm speaking about. And I think it's really, really good to know. This is what I'll be sharing more in my membership that I'm going to be rolling out here real soon in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. It's almost done. I'm putting the finishing touches on it right now. But yes, this membership's going to share a lot of that. I have very, 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 very good pronounced details of each study, wherever they are in the states, over 40 that I know of. And I'm going to be talking about the details where there's a video that I put, like a video, little introduction, 1 or 2 minute video that's going to be at the top where you'll be able to see it on each study you go to, explaining about it. Sometimes I'll have information from other people that'll be explaining about the study. That's more they're more accurate in that area, in that arena, because I haven't been to the study facility, because I haven't been to all the studies, right? I've only been to maybe, I think, 12 study facilities in about 10 different states and cities. So I haven't been in all of them. There's other individuals that have been in all of them, so I could take what they say. That's one of the purposes why we read books, right? Is that it's not just the experiences that we learn of ourselves. We can learn from other people's stories. And that's why books are so powerful. You're literally downloading all the information that someone else has lived in their life, and you're applying it, and you can put it to your life, to apply it to your life, right? So that's very powerful, because you might not meet that person. That person might not be alive anymore. But what they're teaching, what their story, what they're giving and their offering can resonate with you that you can utilize in your present life. Make sense? So the studies, just know that they're not all created equal. You have some studies, the food could be different, of course. The menu, for instance, in the Vitreia and the Dr. Vance that I remember we're calling here, and it's in Kansas. They give you full menus that they cater out to different restaurants. I mean, you're talking about eating the same food that you could probably have out on the outside. Whereas others have a cafeteria. You got Worldwide Clinical Trials in San Antonio, Texas. You have many others like ICON, PRA, whether it's in Utah, whether it's in Kansas, whether it's in San Antonio, Texas as well. They have their own menus, so they don't order out food. So it's a difference. And is one to say is one is good or bad? That's really subjective. It really boils down to what you favor and what you like. But what I cannot wait when I roll this membership out to share with all of you is so you can really understand that each study, no study is created equal. They all have their pros. They all have their cons. Some studies are stricter. For instance, you could take a dosing in the Vitreia, especially Madison, and they don't watch you like that. I mean, you can take your dose and they observe you, of course, but it's not a strict observing or an observation. Whereas if you were in PBD that I know of in Austin, definitely in Worldwide in San Antonio, the studies in Texas, what I'm speaking about, because I know them like the back of my hand, right? Oh, yeah, you can't even leave the dosing area. They have a little area you have to be in once you take that medicine, and you got to stay there for about 4 or 5 hours until that observation period is over. Then you could go into the game rooms or the theater rooms, the movie rooms, or wherever have you in your own room, right? You could do that then, usually after lunchtime and stuff like that, whenever that period is over of that observation period. If you got to go to the bathroom, they're going to go with you to the bathroom. They're going to escort you because they want to make sure you're okay, right? And mind you, this is not being, you know, for say like they're being over disciplinary. This is fully, solely for your help. To make your health is okay, to make sure you're okay. So I'm not saying the other facilities don't do that, but I'm just saying they're a little more lenient. So knowing which one is lenient, knowing which does what, knowing who does what, what's the SOP, the standard operating procedures, right? Knowing what's the, how they do things, how they run things. Very, very important. Very, very, very important. So I wanted to leave that with you all. And I can't wait till this membership gets rolled out where you all can see this. As I really, really give the micro and the macro overlook, the overview on who does what, which study does what, which way, how they do things, the doctor, the staff, the procedures, the blood draws, right? Whether it's the vitals, whether it's the dealing with the kinetics. And you'll learn all of this later. I mean, if you're a newbie, don't worry about it. In the membership, I explain all of this so you'll know what these things mean, right? But just letting individuals know that, yeah, don't think they're all created equal. What might work at one facility might not work at the other facility, okay? And you have to know that. So it's kind of like playing the game. You got to know the rules of the game to win the game. You got to know how things work. You got to know how things are, how they operate. And you'll come to find that knowing this information, knowing this recon, knowing this intel is huge. This information is huge because it can help to cultivate and shape how your stay is, whether it's a healthy stay, whether it's a good stay, or like many people that have a bad experience. And these are the people that talk down about studies, the naysayers, the haters, the people that shun the idea of even doing the study. Oh, I don't want to do that. They just don't understand, right? And like the old saying, the fear of the unknown, one of the worst fears in the world, right? And as I always say, a lot of people that knew, because they know what they did before, that they knew, something, it's hard for them to understand something new. It's very hard to incorporate something new in their life if you're only going off what you already knew in your life. Make sense? With that being said, I'm going to cut this off. I'm going to say adios, sayonara, God bless. Stay too blessed to be stressed. Always obsessed with success. And as we say here, always smile, say cheese. We're going to show you how to get that cheese. One love, everybody. Have a good night.
You want the secrets to clinical study trials? Then go get my free clinical study secrets guide at clinicalstudysecrets.com. Inside this guide, you'll see me crush the 12 false beliefs that hold people back in life, but you'll also discover how to become a rich lab rat so you too can escape the rat race.